views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Welcome back, everybody, to another wonderful week of Angels and Answers, and you're with Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody.
And I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving and a wonderful Thanksgiving. And for me, it was a little weird. Not weird, but what? It was the first time in my life that I wasn't with my immediate family.
You're right. You told me that.
Yeah. So I was with Charity's family, my wife. For those of you don't know who Charity is, it's not just Charity. Although the name of my wife, her name is Charity.
That's a pretty name.
Yeah, it is. That was one of the things that made me really go for her, too. That was such a unique name.
It is.
It really is. And it's funny because sometimes I'll joke around with her and I'll send her a text that said, I love you, Chastity, and tell Charity I said hello.
We had a crazy Thanksgiving.
So, you did.
Crazy. Well, after we got off the air, then everybody started coming over. And we had a house full of people, and it just didn't stop. And
oh, wow.
Everybody came, everybody left, everybody came. But the nicest thing about the entire day was my oldest grandson, who is 21 years old, and then my next grandson, who is 20, they brought a hand drum over. And they started singing drumming songs and powwow songs, and it was just, the energy was amazing. And then Aiden was singing. Aiden is my 8-year-old grandson, so he was singing with them.
Oh, cool.
It was so beautiful to watch and to listen. The house was full of good spirit. The house was full of beautiful energy.
That's awesome.
And the music, amazing, because they were drumming and singing. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, us girls had to get up and sing with them, you know. And we did.
Add a little harmony.
Yes. And, you know, because we only do background. We really don't, you know, sing the powwow song. We just like, you know, I won't even hurt your ears.
Wait, was that before the 8 or after the
8? Right. Thank God it was after they digested a little. So listen, I made a 25-pound turkey and a 25-pound ham. I know,
really?
Right? Yeah,
oh
it was
God.
Sick.
How many people did you have?
About 18.
Oh, okay.
For dinner. And then everybody started coming after dinner. And of course, I leave all the food out all day so that everybody could nosh. So, you know, by the time everybody went home, we had like the carcass of turkey left and like this very tiny piece of ham and the bone. So I saved the bone to make pea soup coming up. But we had a great Thanksgiving. Very good.
You want to know something? This was the very first Thanksgiving that I did not have turkey. They had all kinds of different side dishes, and I was more into the side dishes.
Yeah.
Turkey, the only type of turkey I like is the dark meat.
Yes, me too.
You know, I don't like white meat, and I definitely like to have the gravy and stuff. So, you know, they had smoked turkey and smoked ham and all that other good stuff. But you want to know something?
What?
They had baked macaroni, which I absolutely love.
I know you love that.
So I went for that. I went for a string bean casserole.
Oh my God, we had that too.
Which I 100% love. And I had stuffing, and I had 2 servings of both.
Good.
And I loved it. And I didn't have any. Well, I don't eat ham.
Yeah.
And I'm a hypocrite though. I do eat spare ribs and bacon, But I don't eat the form of ham. But what was I going to say, with the turkey,
you didn't miss it.
I didn't miss it, and I had a good time watching the football game and stuff like that. So it was really cool. And so this week's topic is about, you know, trying to understand in your relationships how the other person feels, and looking at—
That's very difficult.
It is. It could be.
Yes.
Because a lot of people, when they argue, they're only arguing just from their point of view.
Right.
Now, if you were to take the other person who you have a conflict with and try to understand why are they feeling that, like the way they are. Why are they being so arrogant? Why are they being so angry?
Yeah.
And you want to know something. If you can find it within yourself to show a little compassion, even though you're on the opposite side of this person, or to try to understand that they had a hard day, they had a hard life, they had a hard upbringing. Right. They weren't raised in a loving environment. And so therefore, they don't know the difference between being, you know, normal and commonly nice genuinely nice.
They're normal
in their world,
nasty.
Right? Or their normal is in a negative way. It could be very well just normal, you know. And
you know what? What about what you perceive to be?
What do you mean?
Like, in other words, you perceive your mate to be in a good mood if he or she comes home and throws his arms around you and kisses you and, you know, maybe gives you a pinch or tells you, oh, I love you. But maybe you're perceiving that wrong. Maybe he still is in love and maybe she still is in a good mood, even if they don't do that, just by, you know, just being coming in and saying, hi, how are you, honey, and whatever. So maybe you're perceiving that person in a wrong light.
Yeah, because people do love in a different way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if somebody's had a really hard day, some people don't even want to be touched.
Exactly.
Don't even touch me. And I feel really sorry for those people who don't like to be touched at all, ever, by anybody, and who's not affectionate.
Who is like that?
I have met a few people like that, where it's like, no, I don't like to be touched. There are people out there that's not touchy-feely people. Yeah. And, you know, it's very difficult.
If
the other person, if your partner is a lovey-dovey person, a touchy-feeling person, a romantic person, and if your partner is not a good communicator or not loving in a physical expressive way or a verbal way, then you're in the wrong relationship because you're for some reason people still are willing to accept lesser within their relationship only because they're afraid to be alone. They're afraid nobody else they'll be with them. And it's a shame,
that
you know?
Shame.
And so therefore they accept that's just the way they are. Oh, well, let's, you know? And then what happens is that the person who is not getting love verbally, expressively, in any way, shape, or form, those are the ones, a lot of them have affairs.
Right.
Because it's very important for the human spirit
and the soul
to have that
connection, love.
Not that you have to have it every day.
And well, why not? Yes, you do.
You know, and for all of you who really do have it every day, God bless you. And for some people, it's like, hey, you know, they're good once a week, a couple times a week. You know, that's great also. So don't. You're okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sky's fooling around with the internet. We're just hoping that we're not disconnected.
We're not.
So,
Look, I feel this way. If you're in a relationship like that, you should have known that before you married that person. Or if you're not married, then you should get out of it if you're not happy, because that is a waste of your time and a waste of the other person's time. You will never be able. And I know there's a lot of people who say, well, I can change that person.
No.
You can't change people.
You can't change the person.
You are. They are who they are. God bless them for whatever way they want to be, but you just cannot change people. And don't be arrogant enough to think that you can change somebody. I have seen with my own eyes people change just a tad. like not even change, but learn.
Uh-huh.
If somebody is not like, take my husband, for instance, he was an only child. So he had no brothers and sisters. He had nothing to compare living with somebody else, like another a peer with. So when we got married, first of all, he couldn't sleep in the same bed with me because he couldn't.
Were you Glock kosher?
No, I don't. Whatever.
Whatever he was.
No, he was always like, he wanted all the space in the bed. Okay, so after we got through that, it was he was quiet. He was very quiet, and I kept asking him, "Why are you so quiet?" Mm-hmm. And he says, "Well, I don't know. I just have nothing to say." I says, "Well, you know, there is another person in the room here, and it's called me." Mm-hmm. He says, you know, I really didn't realize that, you know, I needed to really start a conversation with you because don't forget, I was an only child. You know, I used to go in my room, watch television or read a book or just cohabitate with myself, you know, and not really have somebody else to cohabitate all the time with. And when he was comfortable, not like on a date or something, when he was comfortable, he felt that comfort zone of not communicating. Mm-hmm. It didn't mean that he didn't love me. You right. could have taken that very easily for that.
Well, a lot of times, you know, people ride in cars and you're going long distance or whatever and nobody speaks. You're just sitting there looking out the window or just right. listening to the music and not really communicating. And that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Right.
You know, it drives me up a wall when I'm with somebody and they have to talk every single moment of the time. Otherwise, they feel uncomfortable in that quietness.
Right.
But right now we have to go to a commercial break. All right, everybody, we want you to stick around. You're with Artie and Sky, Angels and Answers. So stay tuned because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew @AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today @yoandrewnts.
If you look on the back of a Galeos dressing label, you'll see one taste and you're hooked for life. And you know what? That's the truth. I love this stuff. Try mixing the Caesar dressing with broccoli and sunflower seeds for a simple and delicious salad. Visit GaleosCafe.com and order your dressings online. That's GaleosCafe.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
everybody. How you doing? Welcome back. You're with Artie and Sky. And if anybody wants to call in for a free reading, free mini reading, just call 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. And Sky and I will be more than happy to try to answer your questions or try to connect to a loved one. Or if you want to join in our conversation, feel free.
Please do. And I just wanted to say that we had a wonderful time at the expo.
Yes.
The expo was last week. And
we read for 52 people over the weekend.
At
it was
least.
Crazy.
And it was nuts. It was just nuts. It seemed as though our booth was the busiest at all times. And it was just such fun meeting such really nice people. And if anybody of you are listening to the show that we're at the expo, we want to thank you and we appreciate you for coming. And we had a blast with each and every person we read. We were very happy.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, doing what we do and, you know, being at the expo, you're dealing with all different personalities.
Oh, yes.
Different people, different situations. And it was an experience, you know, and it always is. And, you know, and you meet a lot of cool people, like our neighbor right next to us,
Dara.
Oh,
I love her. Dara, if you're listening, honey, I love you and I miss you. What an amazing person, isn't she?
Yeah, so talented. Her creativity of her paintings were, like, extraordinary. I've never seen anybody with paintings such beautiful, angelica, spiritual, beautiful colors, beautiful scenery.
Beautiful.
She was so consistent, and she gave understanding to each painting, you know, because she would specifically paint an angelica painting for each individual who she would be painting for. And each painting, she said, took her about an hour and a half. And then she gave a little mini reading to the person to explain, you know, what the butterflies mean, what the waterfalls mean, what your angel meant, because there would be angels in the picture, and what the colors represented and what the sparkles represented. And it was, each one was unique. Each one was different. Each one was gorgeous. And oh my God, what a personality and a half she has.
And she's so intuitive. Before she even does the picture, she talks to you for a few minutes. And she's like reading right into your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And then the picture, you come out as a soul in that painting.
Right.
You're an actual soul. This is your soul painting. And then along with your soul, it's all the multifacets of your soul that she incorporates within that painting. So lovely.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have her website on my person. I do have it. And so next week, I will tell you about it. So you definitely want to listen, because when I tell you her paintings and her readings are like so different and so unbelievable. She's not a reader like us.
No.
But she explains things on a very, very deep spiritual level. And her paintings, you just cannot take your eyes off of it.
They're amazing.
And I knew that just by being next to her,
yes,
that she would attract a large audience because of how beautiful the paintings were,
yes,
which then would attract people to us, which is what happened.
That's exactly right.
So we were booked up like well in advance, like hours in advance at the seminar.
And not only that, but she's reasonable. You would think a painting like that, she does suggest that you put the painting under museum glass so that it doesn't fade or it doesn't distort or any, with any kind, that you don't lose any of those gorgeous colors. And she puts it on, she asks you to make sure you put it under museum glass. And to be honest with you, she's reasonable. She's very reasonable.
We're not going to say her prices because, you know, I don't know.
No, we'll leave that up to her.
We'll leave that up to her.
Yeah.
So we're not going to say anything in regards to that. But we were extremely thrilled to be next to Dara and to have the booth that we had and stuff like that.
What a sweetheart.
Yeah.
She's so sweet.
And the energy was really good around our booth. And we, you know, like I said, we accomplished a lot. And it was really interesting. Just the other day, you know, a friend of a friend of mine gave me a call the other day and was in a panic. And she texted me and she says, Artie, she says, you helped us out once before a few years ago about a missing pet. She goes, my grandson lost his cat, ran away. You know, where do you see him? What about? What's what? And I said, I'm seeing, and I responded, I said, I'm seeing a chestnut colored cat. And She said, is he chestnut or red in color? She says, no. And so as soon as she said no, I saw like a black and white kind of cat. And then while I was texting her to send that, she responded back too quickly to me. And she said, he's gray and white. So I was kind of close with that. And so all of a sudden I said, you know, the angels clearly said to me not to worry. The cat didn't run away. He's in the neighborhood. When he's hungry, he's going to come back. And I said to her, you're going to find him on your front doorstep within 24 hours. And lo and behold, late at night, the next evening, the cat was sitting on the front stoop.
Just love them, right?
And then on the lawn where the cat, you know, her cat was on the
he
front
stoop. He brought his friends, right?
He brought his friend, the chestnut color cat.
There you go.
And so they were like
were
playing
right.
with each other.
You
so
were absolutely right.
It was really a fun.
That was sweet.
I was intense for them, but I just let them know. I said, don't tell your grandson that he ran away. Just say he went out to play with his friends and he'll be back in a little bit.
That's so sweet.
You know, and sure
and
enough,
he brought his friend with him.
So that was so funny.
You have to really love animals. I honestly, guys, no offense to anybody out there who doesn't like animals. I just have this phobia about people who don't like animals.
What do you mean you have a phobia?
In other words, I don't trust people who don't like animals. Okay, I said it.
Or who don't like little kids.
Yeah, really, it's the same thing. Like I just feel that people who don't like animals, that there's a flaw in their character. Because an animal's helpless, hopeless.
And they're filled with unconditional love.
Filled with unconditional love. And if it's treated properly, where you don't hit it with a bat, it's going to do nothing but love you to death.
Mm-hmm.
God put these animals here for us to protect and care for.
And also to show us about unconditional love.
Right. And
because unfortunately, we don't get that from our loved
ones. And to
all
give
the time.
You such unconditional love. Like last night, I was freezing. I fell asleep down here. And I didn't have the fireplace on. And I fell asleep on my couch.
Mm-hmm.
TV was blaring. I just went right out. I was just crying all day. I felt like crap. So I fell asleep on the couch, freezing my butt off, and I was like chattering. I guess my dog must have realized I was chattering. And literally, I felt him climb on the couch and spoon with me. And now my dog, I have to realize that he is as tall as I am when he lays down. Definitely as tall as I am. And he literally pushed me over more towards the pillows and laid down right next to me like he was spooning with me.
Wow.
And he kept me warm all night.
Wow.
He literally, and I put my arm around him, and he kept me warm all night. And then you heard, like a horse. Like, so I guess you're happy.
That's too funny.
And they're sweet as pie. Oh, my gosh. I love animals. Love all animals.
You know, like I was saying, like we were talking about before in regards to we were talking about, you know, trying to understand other people's point of view. You know, it is difficult when you're in an emotional rage or you're in an emotional, you know, this zone, as you might say. And, you know, it's hard to try to understand people's point of view. But if you just listen to the other person and just say, I hear what you're saying, I understand. When you say those words, you're not saying that you agree with them. All you're saying is that I hear you and I understand. And that's all people want. People just want to be heard and they want to be understood. And then after you listen to them speak their thoughts or their mind, then you could, you know, say your two cents after they've exhausted all their feelings or their thoughts about a situation.
Right.
But communication is so, so important in a relationship, and not just on a personal note, but also with business, and to let the person know exactly where you stand. Because when you allow yourself to be a good communicator or a good listener, then the other person does not have to be psychic to try to figure things out. You know, they won't have to be psychic. You shouldn't have to be psychic to try to figure things out when you put things out on the table. But when you are hiding things and you're not like being
100% honest,
you know, yeah, or
like
damn close
leaving,
to it.
You're leaving parts out that you really shouldn't.
That you know that shouldn't and stuff like that. So it's very important for you to have that communication with your partner. If after you're trying to be a really good communicator and it's still not working, then I'm telling you, you do not belong in that kind of a relationship.
Right.
Because you're going to wake up miserable, you're going to dream about bad thoughts, and every day is going to be like hell. Your body's going to start to ache, your jaw's going to start to bother you because you're thinking about them, you're sleeping about them, and all in the negative.
Clenching.
And you're clenching your teeth, and you get all this TMJ stuff.
TMJ.
You know, and, you know, it's terrible. But
you're right. You're right. Do you know that a lot of illnesses come from your nervous system?
Oh, yeah, stress and all. Yeah. But you're going to tell us about it after our commercial break.
I sure
so will. Listen, everybody, you're with Artie and Sky. And if anybody wants a reading, just give us a call at 800-930-2819. And we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. How are you, everybody? And we're very happy that you're back with us, and we just came from break. And we're talking about relationships and when do you know enough is enough with your partner? How do you know enough is enough? Like if he comes home and he tells you, you know, I don't like this, I don't want that, or you know, you say to yourself, gee, I didn't realize that you didn't like that. Oh, what do you mean you didn't realize? Don't you know me at all? Well, do you really know your partner? Do you really know your partner? what you may think to them is reality is maybe your reality and not theirs. So think about that for a minute. Your partner could be someone you don't even know. Don't even know because of their actions. But their actions may not mean exactly what they, how they're coming across. So how do you figure, how do you get into that? How do you stop that? How do you get a better...
How do you stop what?
How do you get a beautiful relationship? Let's say two people are really in love and they have this communication problem. And she thinks that his
It's called therapy.
Is that
Seriously,
what it is?
It's therapy because sometimes it takes a third person to be able to help you put two and two together.
Yeah, because
when you're in the thick of things emotionally, it's just like, you know, being a psychic or a medium. You can't read for yourself or it's hard to read for yourself or for close family members at times because you're too emotionally invested.
Right.
So, you know, like my grandmother would say, you know, you could see the mouse on somebody else's back, but you can't see the elephant that sits on your nose.
Right.
Because you're so emotionally consumed and invested. So it makes me laugh when people say, oh, I don't need somebody else to try to tell me how to live my life, or I don't need somebody else to tell me this or that or whatnot. Well, guess what? You do. If you're having issues and problems, you need somebody on the outside to be able to help to see a different perspective than how you could see it so that you could understand your partner better, or better yet, even understand it yourself better.
You know something? There are so many people who really are in love. And because of this communication problem, they kind of give up on each other and they kind of make these
false
accusations upon each other that they're not in love or they're not understanding me. But really, if they took the time to just maybe even go to a therapist, like you said, maybe they would find a happy medium to get along better and understand each other's ways. Because like you said, my love is different the way I bring it across than my partner's.
You know what? So many times people have said to me, you know, because without them saying a word, I will get the answers from up above and I will explain to the person about what they're going through or about the perspective of their relationship or how they're viewing things. And they're saying, you know something, what you just said to me, everybody else has said to me, and for some reason now it's making sense. And I said, the reason why it makes sense now is because I never met you before. I'm placing no judgment about you or your partner, whoever it may be.
Right.
And I said, so it's coming through spiritually that you need to take a good look at yourself because there's no judgment. I said, I'm not placing any judgment on you. You haven't said a word. I'm automatically coming up with these issues and these situations of what you're dealing with. So a lot of times it's just hearing it from a different person or hearing a different perspective that helps you turn on the light.
Right.
And it makes all the world a difference in the world.
It does. And you know what, guys? Before you decide to break up, exhaust every avenue. Because a lot of the times people don't take marriage as they should. They take it as, oh, well, if I don't like them, I could always get out of it. Instead of trying to stick to what you need to stick to. Now, I'm not saying.
But you have to feel it.
Wait a minute. I'm not saying about, like, infidelity. Because for me, infidelity is infidelity, and if it occurs in your marriage, you have to leave the marriage. That's my view upon it. As far as maybe not getting along, misunderstanding and things like that, that always could be fixed. That always could be worked out. But as far as infidelity is concerned, I have no – there's absolutely no margin for it in my relationship.
No, in your relationship, but there are relationships.
Yes, there are relationships
there
that are founded on that. Absolutely. Oh, no. Don't get me wrong. If, let's say, people want to get married, but they're swingers, all right?
Right.
And they're both going into the relationship knowing that this is the kind of relationship they're going to have.
Right.
That's absolutely fine with me. I could care less. But if you're a monogamous person and you're giving, if you're giving to that other person that you're marrying – that relationship, that monogamous relationship, and then all of a sudden you turn and you don't become, you're not monogamous anymore.
But yeah, no, but a lot of times people are in their relationship for financial reasons or for the right. kid's sake or for health issue reasons, for whatever reason it may be.
Well, if that's
there's a lot of different reasons, and they can't yeah. leave, and they want to leave, and they're not in love with their partner, right. but yet without them, they are literally screwed.
Right, right.
You know, and so unfortunately, you know, logically, you're saying everything correct. Logically, it sounds correct. But when it comes to the emotions, people are more apt to take care of their emotions than to do what's logically right.
That's true.
You know, and so people are going to satisfy themselves, even when it comes to dieting, to feed their emotions. When it comes to smoking, they come to feed their emotions. When it comes to infidelity, they're feeding their emotions. And I'm not saying that, not that I'm justifying that it's okay to do all these things. I'm just saying that these are outlets that people, or drugs or alcohol,
okay.
you know, these are all things that make people feel good to help deal with their circumstances, because a lot of people feel like, you know what, I love them, I'm not in love with them, or I really don't like them, but I'm stuck because I need the health insurance, I need this, I need that, and I can't, or my kids will disown me. People are afraid that their kids are going to disown them if they get a divorce,
right.
whatever the case may be. There's lots of different reasons, and you want to know something? God is not judging you.
No. Never does.
Never does. And we're the ones who beat ourselves up more than anybody else. And so, you know, we're the ones who are the judging ones. You know, God
yes.
creates no boundaries whatsoever. If you look at the cosmic stars and the sun and the moon and the planets and Earth, the beginnings, God has created no boundaries whatsoever. And that's why when people ask, why would a God let bad things happen? Because
yes.
God has created heaven and earth and hell, and has created bad and good and evil. And we have a choice on how we choose to live. And it is by man alone that we have created all the boundaries, not just emotionally, but also by states and by countries. And it's interesting, just like John Lennon said, you know, imagine if there was no heaven, imagine
right.
if there was no hell, imagine
right.
if there was no country, imagine if there was, you know, where there's no boundaries, because God has literally created no boundaries. So God, by free will, can he stop anything? He could stop anything from happening, but he created free will. Free will means anything could happen. It is by our choice of what we choose to allow to happen to ourselves, to other people, to other situations. It's what you're willing to accept in your life. And God is just observing you and loving you. And he is there when we need his help.
Yeah.
And before we go to a break, why don't you say your name, your phone number.
My serial code number.
Yeah. And what cell you're in, so people can write to you.
Okay. My cell block is.
What's your cell block?
908-500-1474.
If you wanted a private reading from Sky, that's the number. So if you want a private reading from myself, Artie, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02 or go to artiehoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com.
MOUSE.
That's right, everybody. So stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky with Angels and Answers. And you want to know something? Charity and I, we went away to Rhode Island last weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, and we had such a great time. And we went by Taylor Swift's house in Wesley, Rhode Island.
Cool.
Which was absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, it must be.
We saw a picture of her home. We couldn't actually see her home.
Yeah.
We could only see it, literally just a part of it. And she had some security people at the edge of her driveway and stuff. And but it was still interesting nonetheless. And,
yeah.
And along the waterway of Rhode Island is absolutely drop dead gorgeous, especially Newport, Rhode Island. Is just
the magic.
We just love it there. We really do. And you know, it was, you know, like, you know, she's filled with a lot of stress with her life and her job, and I got a lot going on in my life as far as all the responsibilities.
Sure.
And so every once in a while, you know, I make it my business to take us away.
That's so nice.
Just so that we could take a break from life and just enjoy each other without having to worry about work or family or situations. Although it doesn't always work out like that because she's on call a lot, but still, nonetheless, it's nice just to get away from the atmosphere. Because people who try to say they're going on vacation or taking the day off, if you're around your house, that's not the day off.
Right, it isn't.
Because you're going to be cleaning, you're going to be disturbed by the phone calls and everything. You have to get out of your element.
Yes.
And just go for something
different. I hate when – my husband's like that too. He's very spontaneous. He always says, come on, let's jump in the car and go someplace. And I always say, what about the kids?
Yeah.
And then we always end up having a few kids with us. But I do know what you mean. You sometimes absolutely do need to get away. Like last night, I babysat for Tracy and the kids, for Tracy. So they went to a concert, which I was happy. I was happy that they got away from the house and they got their minds off things. And I was very glad for her. And I was very happy to babysit. But my husband's very spontaneous. He likes to do things like that. And when we were younger, we were always out of the house. But when he says, I'm going to take a day off, and he hangs out around the house, oh, my God. please. Tuesday, he almost fell off the ladder and killed himself because we have events where, you know, with the stove.
The vent above the stove.
Right. Well, a friend of ours was power washing the house on that side like a year ago, and he broke that plastic vent. So it's been like that for a year. During the summer, I had birds' nests in there. And you know me, I couldn't, you know, say goodbye to the birds. So I just never cooked. So he went and he was going to try and fix this vent. He gets all the way up on the ladder and he trips. And he trips down like four steps. And I thought he was going to kill himself. So when you're home and you have time off, do yourself a favor. Don't do anything that you can't do.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot of people stress themselves. A lot of people, another funny big mistake that people make is that they'd rather not hire somebody. They say, I could do it myself. I could do it myself.
That's my husband.
And it never gets done.
Yes, you're right.
It takes forever to do it. It takes forever, forever to get something accomplished. Or they do it half-assed backwards, right. And they duct tape everything.
Yeah. Oh.
And they make sure that, you know, it looks like hell just, yeah, you can't say that word.
I'm sorry.
That's
all
right. Delete.
Error.
All right. Warning.
I said schnitt.
Yeah.
Schnitt.
Okay. Yeah, right. Okay.
No. But what happens is, like, I'll give you another for instance. We had a leak in the kitchen from the upstairs bathroom. And it happened to be my bathroom. There was a broken pipe in the wall. So this was about 3 months ago. So the guy upstairs very gently made a hole, nice big square hole, by the baseboard near my closet in the bathroom. Now, he promised me, my husband, that he was going to fix this hole by putting a vent there because I cannot get another paint job like I've got if I don't hire somebody and change the whole color. So I decided to put a vent there. So the dear man goes out and buys the vent, gets everything ready, never does it. So it's still another project that's left undone. Now we have 100 fig plants in the kitchen. He's cultivating a fig tree. So we've got these 8-inch branches of fig twigs. I kid you not. And he delicately puts them in medicine and he puts them in water and he loves them and he talks to them.
And they grow.
And they're growing.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. They were.
Yeah, when I definitely have heard from people who talk to their plants.
Oh, that's him.
And it really does. When you tell your plants you love them and you're giving them positive energy,
yeah,
they will 100% grow before your eyes.
It's the truth.
They will.
Mia is doing it with him.
Really?
Yes. And she also talks to them. And they're growing. And she gives them a report. Look, Pop, look, we've got a sprig. Yeah. We've got a leaf coming out. Look, Pop. They're all excited, but not for me. To tell you the truth, I'd rather go buy the figs in the grocery store. But to him, it's like you know, I guess a sense of accomplishment that he grew it.
You know what's funny?
But my kitchen's full of these figs.
When I saw my friend talk to his plants that he grew, and he's yelling at the ground, like his face is on the ground and yelling, I go, who are you talking to? He says, my potatoes are down underneath.
I love it.
And I'm yelling at my – I'm talking to my potato. Can you hear me down there?
You know? That is so funny. Oh my goodness. That's hysterical.
No, I'm the one who just likes to see. I'm not the cook. I'm not the bake. I just love eating because and I appreciate flowers, and I'm not the one who has the patience to be able to plant and to grow and to do. I appreciate 100% appreciate the people who have the time and the patience to be able to do all this prep work.
I know, that's my
opinion. I mean, that's fantastic that they love, and I love the fact that they love that. But like when I'm hungry, I need to eat now. I don't want to prep it up. I don't want it to,
to grow. I
just want to eat it. I don't want to marinate it for 3 hours and then cook it for 2.5 hours and then slice it and do all the.
Yeah.
But God bless all you chefs and bakes out there who have the patience for this.
Really.
Because I just don't. I'll make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that fast and be totally happy.
Like for Thanksgiving, we cooked so much. So much.
You want to know something? Because my father was such an arrogant a few choice words to my mother when it came to cooking. He very rarely appreciated. My mother always gave a lot of love and a lot of time and attention. My father was extremely mean and arrogant to her. So with all my wives, my harem of wives, and with any when I was dating in the past, I never, ever made a demand on any girl I was ever with about having to cook. When they cooked, I loved it. I thank them all the time. I appreciate it. And when they don't, let's go out to eat. And it's no big deal because the women or the men, whoever, whatever your choice is, you know, when you work a full day and have to cook, you know,
it's very difficult.
It's difficult. And so I really do. When and Charity's a good cook. And you know, my previous wives, they were also good cooks. And, you know, and so I appreciate it when they do take the time and they want to cook. And I say, great, you know, that's fantastic. And when they don't, for me, it's not a big deal.
You're
demanding. I'm very, very easy with that.
You're a real catch.
And like I said, thank you. But like I said, because my father made the atmosphere so difficult, in our house, and especially with my mom, I just always try to make things as pleasurable and as easygoing.
That's amazing.
Especially in that world, we know with the cooking, because I'm not demanding. Like I said, as long as you clean up after yourself, as far as, you know, clothes around or just, you know, just to keep up a little bit, that's fine. And so that's one thing I appreciate about Charity also. She's a neat freak. Well, a little bit too much at times, but she's a neat freak. So, and that's
I like a house that's clean. Uh-huh. But I also like a house where
that's lived in.
Yeah. I want to see evidence of life. Like, I like to see crayons and coloring books on the counter.
Yeah, not on the walls.
Oh, please, let's not even go there. With all my kids, please. I think I created the Paisley design, my children, because it was one time when we just had put brand new wallpaper up in the kitchen. Uh-huh. And boom, I woke up the next morning and it was torn half the room was torn off.
Oh my God.
Vanessa did that.
Oh my God.
I wanted to eat her. You know what they
you
say?
You wanted to beat her.
No, I wanted to eat her. You know how in Africa, the lions, they eat their young. I understand that concept because I wanted to eat my young. That was like, it's like something in nature that we should be able to do.
There you go. Yeah, talk about leg of lamb.
I'm telling you, it's the other white meat.
There you go.
Vanessa.
Another concept.
Right.
Okay, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky. And Sky, if anybody wants a specific personal reading from you, what should they do?
Well, they should give me a nice call at 908-500-1474.
And my number is 877-ANGEL-02. So stick around, everybody, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Look on the back of a GLaOS dressing label, you'll see one taste and you're hooked for life. And you know what? That's the truth. I love this stuff. Try mixing the Caesar dressing with broccoli and sunflower seeds for a simple and delicious salad. Visit GLaOSCafe.com and order your dressings online. That's GLaOSCafe.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.